Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, listeners. It's Nug Nargang here. Just wanted to let you know that Illusionoid now has a Patreon account. We want to continue to grow our audience, and with your support, we can provide more content, offer exclusive merchandise, advertise our podcast to new listeners, and cover our monthly operating costs. You can donate as little as $1 a month to help us reach our goal. For more than a dollar, you can get your name read in the credits, you can get some cool swag, you can title an episode, and even create a character for us to use. Check out patreon.com/illusionoid for all the information and goodies you can get by being a supporter. That's patreon.com/illusionoid. Thanks.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Yeah. Welcome to my little corner of the moon. I carved it. I carved a full corner of the onto the moon in my spare time. If you were alive on the Earth, you would find yourself staring at the moon and seeing a fool's corner on the moon. In your future, space tourism will reach an all-time high, but popularize the phrase, a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to die there.
Well, here it is, City Alpha 5.
You know, I didn't expect it to look quite like this. The brochures have completely misrepresented this place.
Well, we tinted the color a little by, I'd say, 5% of the blues and the greens, but I'd say it's fairly accurate.
Oh, well, maybe it's my monitor. Maybe my monitor's not representing the colors as accurately, but the landscape is pretty much faithful to what the brochure showed. Yeah, there's the mountainous region over there, the lava pits, yeah, those are there. Oh, and that kind of desolate plain area.
Oh, yeah, that's the Plain of Desolation. It's one of the amenities listed in the bottom of the brochure.
Yeah, and I noticed that there was an asterisk, or I guess what you call an asterisk. I don't know why. I guess it had an accent on it.
It's an asterisk.
Yes.
Deadly.
Oh, yeah, because I was looking at the bottom of the brochure, and I couldn't find the reference of the asterisk so that I could actually see what it meant. Or what
anywhere you see an asterisk on the brochure, the asterisk stands for deadly. Oh. You have to check our holosite to find out what the asterisk stands for.
A necklace. Would you like to buy a necklace, sir?
Guys, I read that this was going to be a
protection necklace.
A protection necklace.
It protects you from all the deadly things on the planet.
Well.
I did not. Hey. Would you please just give my customer some space, please?
I'm only selling a necklace for protection purposes.
You are not under any obligation to buy anything from the locals.
I understand that. But you know what? I did a little bit of research, and it does show up that these people live at below or just slightly at the poverty level. So I think that I will chip in a couple of credits here. And
That's their opinion.
Their opinion?
It's an accurate opinion.
Well, all right. How much for that protection?
Five.
Well, what would you say to, what would you say to 4.5?
Oh, yes, I would take it.
All right, here's one.
Thank you.
Two.
Thank you.
Three. Oh, and I'm going to break this last one.
Okay.
There you go. That's a half.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Don't spend it on your huffing. Don't huff that away.
Oh no! I'll use it to live. Here's your protection necklace.
I recommend you put it on right away.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Necklace.
I hate it when the locals try to tell me what to do.
The city Alphaeans 5 are a hassle, to say the least. Well, take a look around. Take a walk around the property. And if you like it, I'll just be over here in the rental dome.
Okay.
And you're welcome to just sign the papers anytime you're interested, all right?
All right. Just give me, I'll take that advice and just, I'll just let myself become immersed in this, all right? Thank you.
Take in the local culture.
I will. Is there a red light district here?
Yeah,
because I couldn't tell from the brochure because the colors were all weird.
Yeah, we don't exactly put that in.
Uh-huh.
Brochure, but yeah, there is an Asterix red light district around here.
Are you saying it's a deadly red light district?
You'll have to check the holosite. It's in the middle of the plains of desolation.
So it's going to take a little time to get there.
It is head due east about 23.
Okay, 23. Okay.
And, you'll find it. You won't be able to miss it. It's the one with the gleaming red light.
Oh, perfect.
In fact, maybe if you look just a little bit east here, you might be able to see the beacon.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Throbbing. It's actually throbbing.
Yeah, that's not the only thing that's throbbing over there.
What do you mean?
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right, thank you for your help.
Okay.
I'll just make my way over there. All right.
I guess it was the sex thing. I guess that's what the reference was.
Yeah, I guess so, you know. I'm more of, how could you say this? I'm more of, I study the behaviors and inclinations of distant civilizations.
You're an anthropologist? Actually,
that's exactly what I am.
Thank Space anthropologist?
Thank you for putting those words right into my mouth. Yes, I am. Space then. So I'm here more on a scientific mission to learn. I don't want you to misconstrue that I asked for a red light district and think that I'm going to go over there and indulge some perverse.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, you're here to study, and but everyone needs some relief.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Neither do I. I don't know.
You know, there should be an asterisk by you.
I meant sex, I guess.
Okay,
sex.
Yeah, I thought that's what you meant. Well, I'd like you to just get that thought right out of your mind and don't be picturing me in the red light district doing anything.
Oh, no, I won't be picturing. Not with my mind.
Oh, I see. With the...
Perhaps it was a charcoal.
You're going to render me?
I might.
Oh, God. Well, if you do render me and it turns out okay, we can talk about me purchasing it.
Sure, yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah. Much cheaper than the necklaces.
Yeah, 4.5. I only brought 5. All right, well, I'm going to make my way to that red light district. Is there anything I should know about the desolate plain? Other than it being deadly?
Well, that's pretty much the number one description. It's the number one qualifier to the Plains of Desolation. You might run into some colorful characters along the way and some interesting indigenous wildlife.
Okay. All right, well, get my notebook here. My way across, and I will see you on my way out for the exit interview.
Yeah, that's right. The debrief. I'll be in the dome.
That's
waiting
right.
With the papers.
Thank you.
And perhaps a charcoal rendering.
Which I may purchase if, and I put this with scare quotes, it turns out okay.
You got it.
It's a lot colder here than I thought. Let's see. About 5, 15, 16 parsecs from the nearest... stars. Yeah, I'm not getting a lot of solar radiation on the surface. You know, this desolate place.
All right, stopping your tracks.
Sorry, I didn't see you there. You are.
That's right. I'm just guarding the edge of the desolation zone here.
Guarding the edge of the desolation.
Yeah, just trying to keep people out.
From what? Why?
It has an asterisk on it.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, listen. I'm a guy who investigates the space things, like cultures and things like that.
Detective?
More like a guy who gets into, like, you know, scientifically analyzes the cultures.
Oh, like an interrogator?
Not quite. But, like, you know, a guy who, like, looks at things and studies and then reports about and investigates.
Oh, a nerd.
Yeah, I'm like that.
Yeah. Well, we can't really let anybody... Oh, what's that around your neck?
Huh? Oh, this. It's just something I bought from a local. I know it's kind of garish.
Oh, but not at all. Well, please, right this way.
Oh.
You're more than welcome to go through, sir. I'm sorry I stopped you.
Well, thank you.
Oh, anytime. Enjoy your Enjoy your trip through the desolation zone.
Do I need, like, my hand stamped, or,
Good one, sir.
Oh.
Good one.
Oh, it is a good one. All right. Well,
enjoy your trip.
Thank you. That was strange. He took one look at this rough-hewn necklace, and he waved me through. It's really interesting. Anyway. Whoa. Ah, it's a lot farther than I thought it would be. Should have brought something to drink.
Are you Linda?
Where did you come from?
I've been sitting under the shade of this shelter that I built with the skin of a beast.
Oh, my God. First of all, there's a lot of information where you just sit there. Number one, I'm not Linda.
You're not Linda?
I'm not Linda. No, I'm not Linda. Do you need me to get in touch with Linda for you?
If you see Linda, give her this.
Huh? It's a handwritten note. Is it, you want me to hand this handwritten note to Linda?
Give her it for me.
I will.
Tell Linda!
Yes?
I'm very much alive!
I will.
My name is Ray!
Okay, Ray. Bye, Ray.
Oh, God. Bye!
Bye. I should be making notes.
Welcome to the Red Light District.
Oh, hello. My name is Phelan.
Phelan, that's a great name.
Thank you. I'm here, first things first, I don't have any credits.
What? Well, then why have you come to the Red... Oh, I see you've brought the necklace.
Then
credits will not be a problem for you, sir. Welcome to the Red Light District.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I have a... It's a quick question. Number one attraction in the Red Light District?
Probably the Red Light House.
Red Light House?
Yes.
That's the one with the throbbing beacon on
it. That's correct. Right in the center of the district.
Right. Okay.
Who's this charming lad?
Oh, Linda, this is Phelan.
Phelan? I'd like to Phelan his Phelan. It's my first day.
Oh, Linda. You'll find even though it's Linda's first day, she's... very, 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 very eager.
Well, that was a lot of varies.
I'm very eager.
Did I hear you say, or you say, her name was... excuse me, I don't know what how you guys are with gender here. I didn't mean to say her.
Well, no, Linda's a her. You nailed it.
Okay, not a they or a them or a quanta. You're not a quanta,
If
are you?
You'd like to continue talking to Linda as the concierge, it's my only job. I must say, I would take credit, but... Look at you. You've got that necklace, so I guess it's all yours. Phelan, Linda, I bid you good day and good times.
Well, thank you, concierge. I would tip you, but of course I'm without...
No need with the necklace, sir.
All right, thanks.
I'm not allowed to speak unless spoken to.
Well, allow me to speak to you then, Linda.
No one's ever done that to me.
Well, it was your first day, so it hasn't been a lot of time, really, past. Oh.
I rolled into here,
Yeah, what's your story?
Do you have time?
I have a little time.
I rolled into here with nothing left in my pockets but a few rocks and a scorpion.
Oh.
Space scorpion.
Oh, space scorpion. Okay, good.
Yeah, from City Elf 3.
Oh, yes, the space scorpions. Those are the ones that they burrow into your flesh and they administer various pharmaceuticals, yes?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they customize them now. You get to buy whatever scorpion you need, depending on what pharmaceutical you need, and you just implant the pharmaceutical in the scorpion and it burrows into your arm.
Like a module.
Yeah, it's a module.
So they, not like the old scorpions, which you would discard after a single use. This one is kind of recyclable. You just buy new modules for it.
Say, you sound learned.
Well, I've been around.
Linda, what's happening over here? Are you going to get to it, or are you just going to talk scorpions with this hunk?
Squadnar, why don't you just let me land my first gig here?
Yeah, well, I've had more than one gig. I've had four, and let me tell you, I know a lot more about scorpions than Linda.
Wow. More about scorpions than Linda.
You don't want to talk to Linda, do you? When you go tobogganing, do you want a brand new sled or one that's been down the hill a few times, if you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, that really depends, because if the one that's been down the hill a few times is, got some kind of infection.
Or covered in splinters.
Yeah.
Well, true, I do have both of those things. I guess I'll show myself out, Mr. Picky. Have fun with Linda.
Oh, thank you, Phelan, for sticking up for me against Squagnar.
Well, you know, it's interesting that I've come here and that I've met you. There's something I have for you to tell you and to give you.
Oh, well, I guess we should use protection then.
Whoa, just slow down. I'm one of those guys who, you know, studies cultures in various different locations. He's a, you know, a guy who investigates things that...
A chemist?
But a guy who gets, kind of like, visits different places and gets involved in the indigenous life forms and then makes notes.
Tax rate adjuster? Space anthropologist?
That's it. That's it, exactly. So, I'm not really here to get intimate, Linda.
Oh.
But I was on my way here across the Decibel Plain. I met a he, but I don't want to impose anything. It was a being called Ray.
Ray!
Yeah.
Was his skin blackened and charred?
It certainly was.
Were his eyes googly and dangling near and around his sockets?
They absolutely were.
Was his hair frayed and patchy?
I don't recall.
Was he wearing a hood?
Yep. That's him. He gave me something for you, Linda.
What is it?
He gave me this handwritten note.
Oh, my God.
Ever since the Great Cleansing and all handwriting was outlawed by the Galactic Empire many, many years ago, I've never seen a note like this. And he wanted me to hand it to you. Or he or it or them or Quanta.
He's a Quanta.
He's a Quanta.
He's Quanta. He's a series of Quanta.
He's a series, like packets.
He's a packet of Quanta.
Oh, wow. He was out on the desolate plain. He seemed to miss you. He seemed to long for you. It seemed as though your separation had been forced, and he wanted to pass a message.
I'm opening the note right now. Dear Linda, I am quite alive. The captain lied.
What? The captain lied?
Get out of there, Linda. It's asterisk.
There's a, let me see that. There's an asterisk after. It just says it's and then there's an asterisk. What did that guy say now when I arrived here? The asterisk meant. Oh, God. Deadly. Deadly.
I saw Ray die. Melted by a laser from the sky. It was pretty random.
But Linda, I'm here to tell you, he didn't perish in that sky laser.
Oh, God, I thought I had nothing left. No. So I came here, and the captain took me in his lighthouse.
With the throbbing light aboard.
Yes, and it wasn't the only thing that was throbbing.
Oh, my God, you poor, poor thing. I call you a thing because I'm not sure if you're a he, she, it, them, or Quanta.
Thank you for that respect.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that I'm not offending you in any way.
No, it's, yeah. It's...
Linda, I have a rather bold proposal.
Okay.
I want to smuggle you out of here.
We'll continue with more Illusionoid right after this.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, Illusionoid continues.
I have a rather bold proposal.
Okay.
I want to smuggle you out of here. I know as one of those guys who comes to different planets and studies things and kind of makes notes about it and then, like, you know, hopefully gets published, fingers crossed, back on my home world, but I investigate.
A scholar?
Yeah. One of those guys. I should not get directly involved with indigenous life forms, but I feel your story, space laser melting Ray, being taken in by the captain into the lighthouse with the throbbing beacon.
Hello, just coming by to make sure everything's going all right. I see a lot of talking and not a lot of action.
I'm reciting erotica to him.
Ooh, it's fancy.
It's very erotic.
Oh, careful it doesn't get asterisk. All right, I'll leave you two to it.
It? Like that?
Notice my eyebrows going up
and
down.
Oh, gosh, did I ever. Mm-hmm. I could feel those eyebrows go up. It was like a shockwave came off those eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
Linda.
There's a trebuchet at the top of the lighthouse.
What is there?
A trebuchet.
I'm not sure what that is.
It's like a catapult, but fancy.
Oh, my God. We can load ourselves into the catapult?
Yes.
And then fling ourselves to safety.
It's just an idea. I don't know.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
You can smuggle me into your shirt?
Yes, please. Okay. Here, climb inside.
Okay.
Linda, you're trembling.
Your belly's warm and comforting.
Don't get too used to it. Here we go. Climb the stairs.
Welcome to the lighthouse. If you want a lighthouse tour, it's four. Costs four.
Four? Oh, four, I have zero.
Oh, well, then you can... Oh,
I have this.
The necklace.
Yes.
Sorry, I even asked for money at all. Right this way. You can go through and right up the stairs, and you'll see the top of the lighthouse where we keep the royal trebuchet.
You are the captain, are you not?
I am a captain.
A captain, and... And so, what is it that you do, Captain?
Oh, what I do is I find stray ladies and bring them into the red light district. You know, I don't train them personally, but I hand them over to the concierge, and he sort of gets them into servitude for the red light district, for any visitors that come by. Well, you've probably seen a couple of these ladies walking around.
I have.
Fela, yeah. He's being pretty casual about it, but he's actually quite cruel.
He seems like an okay guy.
I know he seems like an okay guy. He's a real, real bad person.
Do you have any questions?
Well,
this is a lighthouse.
Just about the trebuchet. Is there?
Oh, yeah, it's like a catapult, but fancy.
Fancy. Does it have like scrolling?
No, not so much. It has like wheels, but they're not in use because they're on top of the lighthouse.
But it is functional.
Oh, I mean, it could fire if necessary, but it has not needed to fire for some time.
Thank you for your information, Captain.
Oh, yeah, anytime.
And, Captain?
Yes? My stomach is not supposed to get knives in it.
This is for Linda.
What did I ever do to Linda?
Well, she wasn't happy with what you had done to her.
As I'm bleeding out, I'm starting to remember a girl named Linda.
Do it again.
Boy, that two knives in the stomach is bad news.
I've already transgressed the guy who studies things, the code of that guy.
Copernicus.
Yes, him. I've already transgressed. What else is there to lose?
Just, I guess with my dying words, if you're going up to the trebuchet, be careful.
What do you mean, be careful?
It's rickety.
All right.
Finish him off.
Just
finish him off.
Okay.
I'm already dead.
That's what you get.
I died.
Oh, right. I can't wait to see Ray.
All right. Okay, so quick, up to the trebuchet. All right, set the coordinates here.
I'm clinging to your midsection.
Yeah, please hold on tight, Jelinda. You're trembling. Okay, all right.
It's so warm.
It is warm. All right, here we go. I've set the coordinates for Ray's shelter in the middle of the desolate plain.
Wow, you have a very good sense of geography.
I do. It's the one thing that guys like me who study civilizations...
Different civilizations?
Yes!
Stop that man and woman! They're trying to escape via trebuchet!
Here, I'm gonna power it up.
Okay.
Initiate sequence.
Oh.
Hold on, Linda.
Okay, Ray.
Fire!
Section was soft and springy. Thank you.
Yeah, I need to get some core exercises going because, you find that the core is the foundation of everything. As you age, it's good to keep your core in shape.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, if it's the one thing I leave you with, let it be that.
There he is. Ray.
Linda! Linda! It's me, Ray!
I can tell, Ray. Your skin is blackened and charred.
Yeah! A laser just came out of the sky. It was pretty random.
Are you okay?
The question is, are you okay? Are you all right, Linda?
Oh, God, Ray. This gentleman, or woman, or thing, or it...
I'm a quant. I'm a quant.
This quant helped me escape the lighthouse.
I did. I saw the injustices that were happening. I saw what the captain... I'm sure he was not an actual captain. I'm sure it was a nickname of some sort. Had done to the women that he'd captured and put into servitude, and I could not stand it. And Ray, I knew that you would not be complete. Your life would not be satisfactory if you weren't reunited with your beloved Linda.
Linda! Thank you for finding me.
It's a very emotional reunion. I'm gonna go now.
He can't go yet.
What do you mean I can't go?
He can't go. Look at Ray.
Wait, why? What's...
Look
what?
At him. He can't go on like this. Ray needs a new body.
A new body.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting, and this is like kind of out of left field, that you transfer Ray's consciousness into my body?
Let's open up the amulet on that necklace of protection.
Oh. Oh, it unscrews.
Okay.
The small screen inside.
Yeah, stare deeply into it.
I see it.
So put the necklace on him now?
Yeah.
Oh, it's cold on my charred skin.
Yeah.
And let the transference begin.
Yes, how many at this table?
Okay, well,
let's see.
Physically or?
Yeah.
Well, I just need to know how many people to sit down.
Okay, there's three.
Yeah.
I only see two.
Well, it turns out that this body that I'm in, I am sharing with another entity.
Okay, look, I just need to know how many chairs to put down at the table.
Oh, gosh. I would say three.
Three.
Yeah.
And is the third coming along later?
Well, as the one consciousness surfaces within the body and takes dominance, we'll move to another chair.
Oh. Actually, I'll take that chair. I haven't seen you guys in 4 years.
Ray, you've been submerged.
What?
He was the guy at the
beginning. Oh, yeah, the guy from the beginning, yeah.
He never came by to sign those papers.
Oh, Yeah. It was a couple of complications on the way to the red light district.
So is this the third we were waiting for?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Order me an ounce of dumplings.
Okay, great. An ounce of dumplings and a table for four, then?
Yeah.
This is very confusing.
You'll be generously rewarded. I'm glad you decided to stay.
Yeah, you know, I realized that I could probably make a lot of a difference here, actually, in this planet.
So you gonna take the place or what?
Yeah, I am. Quick question, though. What does the property tax burden look like around here?
We're looking at around $4,200 a year.
$4,200?
Yeah.
But I got one of these.
Oh, well, you can stay for free.
Thank you.
Nice Place to Visit, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as the Realtor, Ray and Linda, Lee Smart as Phelan, and Nug Nargang as the local merchant, the Desolation Zone guard, the Red Light District concierge, Squadnar, a lighthouse captain, and the restaurant maitre d'. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Thanks to our Patreon donors for making today's show possible. Specifically, thanks to the following donors: Daniel Blake, Jeff Kincannon, Anne Nunnally, Kelly Zellen, David, unknown last name, and the Terrible Warriors Podcast. Go give them a listen. To have your name mentioned in our Hall of Fame, or to reap the many other benefits of being a patron, go to patreon.com/illusionoid. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit teepublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is brought to you by Antica Productions. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Network, such as Pick a Number with Adam Groh and Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. And follow them both on Twitter at Pick a Number Pod and at Issue Zero Pod.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/illusionoid. Head to our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about the show. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.